Russia is trying to broker an end to the escalating Libyan war. This morning, at least four people were killed in an explosion in a Tripoli neighborhood that the Libyan government is blaming on NATO. The Russian effort comes despite a recent low point in relations between the two countries. But with NATO airstrikes and an international embargo on Libya slowly taking its toll, Gaddafi's government now says it might be willing to listen to what the Russians have to say. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Tripoli and has the story.
During his visit to Tripoli last Thursday, Russian envoy Mikhail Margalov told the BBC that his government's position hasn't changed.
The key factor is what Libyans think about the future of Libya. And my feeling is that Libyans think about the future of Libya without Gaddafi as a political leader.
But the envoy also said that Gaddafi should be part of any national reconciliation. The Libyan government quickly embraced that opening. The envoy was treated like an honored guest and met with both the Libyan foreign minister and prime minister. Afterward, Libyan Prime Minister al-Baghdadi al-Mahmoudi said his government was willing to entertain Russian proposals. He said it was time for the two countries to rekindle their three-decade-old relationship. Mahmoudi explained Libya's relationship with Moscow had fizzled after the former Soviet Union broke apart, and Gaddafi sought closer ties with European countries and the United States. But the prime minister was adamant about two points his country won't budge on, not even for the Russians.
One is that the Libyan borders must remain intact. The second is that Muammar Gaddafi is the leader of this country and our symbol. This is exactly what I told the representative of His Excellency, the President of Russia.
That's a non-starter for Libyan rebels. They told the Russian envoy that Gaddafi must step aside before any talks. Trying to mediate between the two poses a daunting challenge for Russia, which some analysts believe is trying to reassert its influence in Libya because it feels pushed around by NATO. Alexei Potsdorov was Russia's ambassador to Libya in the 90s. Reached by phone, he sympathized with the Libyan prime minister's stance on Gaddafi.
It's a logical position from my viewpoint. What is unlogical is the position of Benghazi, of National Transitional Council, which demands as a condition of the beginning of the talks the retreat of Gaddafi from power. This position blocks the beginning of the talks between two parties.
Russian analysts say that doesn't mean talks can't happen and that their country is in a good position to make that happen. Sergei Mikhev heads the Center for Current Policy in Moscow, a think tank which advises the government. He says, for one, Russia is more neutral. Its government doesn't support Gaddafi. On the other hand, the Russians don't really support the NATO operation in Libya either. In an earlier interview with NPR, the former ambassador, Potsdorov, said his country also has an advantage because of its ties to Libyan officials who've left Gaddafi's government to join the rebels.
We know the situation of the country. We know people. We know how to speak with them.
But a day after the Russian envoy's visit to Tripoli, the two Libyan sides seemed farther apart than ever. In a Friday telephone call to Libyan state TV, Gaddafi railed at the rebels and defectors. He called them cowards and cursed them as, quote, sons of dogs, a harsh insult in the Arab world. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Tripoli.
NPR correspondent David Green contributed to this report from Moscow.